WSTR Public Radio, Rhinelanders. Does anyone need to leave the room on this one?
We're pulling up some images now.
Wow.
Okay. The White Pine Community Broadcasting, or WXPR, first year of the North by Northwood Music Arts Festival, has showcased the city of Rhinelander and a growing creative community. With goals to enhance the quantity and quality of artists and musicians available to Rhinelander residents. The festival itself will highlight new music and musicians from throughout the Midwest, including public art installations and pop-up galleries. And all of this with the purpose of promoting environmental sustainability, environmental sustainable businesses, programs, and lifestyles. They're requesting $6,000. I felt that this project, utilizes various forms of art as integral components, whether it's musical or various art galleries, pop-up art galleries. They entail community participation and partnership. The project has stated a thorough documentation and evaluation process, I felt. I did feel that the project went more toward art for the attendees rather than with the attendees. It appears to indicate, just based on going over their budget, a lower attendance than the narrative would suggest. Just based on proposed wristband sales, and the planned activities may not affect the stated economic needs of the community beyond the dates of the project, and there really is no way of that they have addressed that in the application or in the narrative.
So I would love to hear from Lynn too about how she feels that a festival like this could address an economic and empty spaces issues in the northern part of the state. But it felt like the musicians, they were engaging 22 musicians or bands, and they all seemed to be pretty strong. And just like Jess said, there's pop-up galleries and installation artists, so it sounds like there's going to be a lot of interesting and varied activity that'll be a kind of a something for everyone situation, which I think is appropriate given the purpose here. I liked it that they said that one of the purposes is not just good entertainment and drawing new people to town, but helping locals see how empty spaces could be used creatively. And I thought that was a neat way of putting it. And I would love to know how people start thinking or rethinking the physical community as a result of this. I hope they kind of capture some of that in their evaluations. They do have $10,000 in hand from the Department of Tourism, and the administrative team seems to be savvy. I like it that they have somebody who's identified as the point person for handling the evaluation. And you just said they've got a lot of partners there, ranging from the Forward Rhinelander group, Nicolay College, the economic development people, the Friends of the Park, local community foundation are all in charge, are all engaged. And it looks like the evaluation process is going to be consistent with the goals. And I just personally love to see more about, as I said, how people's perception of their physical community and possible use of space might change, since that was one of their purposes. I think that's really intriguing.
And this is Lynn, and I think part of what will happen will be a steady stream of people seeing the possibilities in those downtown buildings. Doesn't happen overnight. I always find that it takes from the start to about 8 years before you actually see some excitement, you know, some new things happening. They already have the Hodag Festival in Rhinelander, which is a massive big thing. This would just add on to that to become a music, a Northwoods music mecca, you know. So I could see how that would help. The one thing I will say that I found that they talked about, you know, the environment. And I know they're using, you know, the correct products when they're selling foods and stuff, but that's only one moment of the environment. How I didn't find that the narrative fit into how they're going to long-term, how this is going to affect the environment in a positive way. So that was one thing I was concerned about. But do I think it would be good for Rhinelander? Yes, I do think it will help the community. I think it will bring more people to the community, because that's what happens with Hodag. More people come in. And more people that come in, eventually somebody's going to settle.
I agree with all these things being said. I just wanted to verify the Art Slants and this also in both Rhinelander applications. So it doesn't matter.
Can you say that one time?
Art Slant?
Art Start?
Sorry. Is it involved with both?
Did I miss you?
Okay.
Totally fine.
Yep. I thought it was fine. I just would encourage them to, I just want to kind of know what their involvement has been with reaching out to South by Southwest organizers. I mean, I think it's a clever translation, but I think it's also just really important to engage them, because it's just a direct branding connection. Of course, it's also an opportunity to learn, see what they've learned from regional impact, but of course it's been a national impact now with them over the years. And then just to clarify for themselves, how are they differentiating this festival, like what I would call for regional poetics and the kind of tourism that you want to attract? So it's just, it's, I feel like it's both this like really powerful part of it, but it also, it's like, let's say, both from the music or the installation. You know, I mean, if it's not at a certain weight, it also might look strange to have the correlation to such a major festival.
Yeah.
So it's just something to work out in time, I guess. Yep.